Hey, greetings, this is Brother James, noparish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, got to bring an audio teaching to you today, and it's a popular saying. Maybe you've heard it before. I hear it quite often. It's a popular saying of man. I want to take this apart. I want to warn you about this false mindset. Just came up the other day. It's called chew the meat, spit out the bones exposed. Chew the meat. Spit out the bones exposed. Have you heard this saying? I was on the phone with a man just the other day, and he used this saying, and I wanted to bring it to you and rightly divide it in the Word of God. This man I was talking to, we were talking about truth, and he was talking about many false teachers, and I warned him, and he said, well, I chew the meat, and I spit out the bones. So if you're not familiar with this, this is an age-old saying. And it has found its way into churchianity circles, and it comes to mean that you can listen to many different teachers, even if they teach some false stuff, and you take their teaching that's good, and then that's the meat, and then you spit out the false stuff, that would be the bones. Yeah, I'm going to challenge this man-made mindset with the Word of God, right? First, Paul, Brother Paul, warns us, Colossians 2:8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. So this saying is a saying of man. It's been adopted, brought into churchianity and Christianity abroad. So we need to test it to the Word of God. Now, first, let's just think about this from a human standpoint, physically eating, right? Chewing something that you know might have something in it you can't swallow. How many people do that? So you'll take this food into your mouth. Well, spiritually, let's talk about taking things into your mind and your spirit and knowing that some of it or much of it could be false and it's not God-honoring and you got to spit it out. Do people eat food that way? I don't think so. Should we take spiritual things that way? I don't think so. That would be like, let's say you're going to eat a pizza, and you know that it has mold and maggots, but you're going to eat the pizza, and you'll just spit the mold and the maggots out when you get to it. Pretty gross, right? That's about the same thing that you're doing spiritually. No sane person eats physically that way. Why would any person using wisdom and guiding themselves by the Word and the Spirit take in what they know might be false and have to spit out the bones? Doesn't make any sense. It's a foolish way to get at the truth of God, and we're going to cover how we get at the truth of God. Now, we are not to just accept the mindsets of man. These are thought processes that have crept in through seminary teachers, modern pastors, the culture. But we're to test all things, right? Prove all things, 1 Thess 5. Amen. That's what we want to do with this saying. We're going to test it. We're going to prove it out. Now, in my experience, most people who use this mindset do not want to mark and avoid false teachers for many reasons. They like them. They're popular. They tickle their ears. They keep them feeling good about themselves rather than feeling bad as they live in their sin and worldliness, paganism, feminization. They make excuses for these false teachers. Who makes excuses for false teachers? False teachers and those who love false teaching. Think about it. Everybody who loves the truth doesn't make excuses for false teaching. So how are we going to get, using this false mindset, to John 4:24, worshiping God in spirit and truth? You don't get there by chewing that which you know you might have to spit out. How ridiculous. Now, the Bible teaches us, and I have lots of articles on this, noparish.com, go to the teaching blog. The Bible teaches us what we're to strive for in unity and correctness and doctrine. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you are perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Hey, that doesn't sound like chewing meat and spitting out a bunch of heresy and false doctrine, does it? No, it doesn't at all, because that's not what we're supposed to be doing. It doesn't allow for good, sound doctrine, all right? The Bible does not allow for false ways coming in. In fact, we're supposed to avoid it. I'm going to give you some scriptures, but again, if you go to my teaching blog at don'tperish.com, look up my articles on biblical separation. I've got lots of articles on doctrine, false teachers. It will help you see what we're supposed to be striving for. Now, those of us that claim Jesus via the biblical gospel, it's on every page of my website. You can look it up. We are to model his New Testament saints in the first century, right? We're not modeling the Reformation people or Roman Catholics or Mormons, or you don't model me. We're to model the New Testament saints of the first century. That's what I model myself after. Well, what did they do when it came to seeking truth and listening to other men about truth? Did they just like take in anyone's teachings and then, oh, that's true, and then spit that out? No, that's true, we keep listening, spit that out. No, they didn't do that at all. Their standard was very high for teachers. We'll get to that. All right. But Apostle Paul gives us a standard in the Word of God for what a teacher should be. All right. Let's talk about this. Paul says in Titus 1, 6 through 9, if any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of rioting or unruly, for a bishop must be bishop or overseer, elder, must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon to anger, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast to the faithful word, that would be doctrine, that he may be able to teach by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the naysayers. Now, what that tells us is, if we would first test men that are trying to teach us to what the Word of God says is a standard for a teacher, you would not have to be spitting out bones. So if you just go listening to anyone, you're going to set yourself up for spitting out a lot of false doctrine, lies, worldliness, carnality, deception, the bones, right? The meat and the bones. Why would you want to be doing that? Now, what did the saints in the New Testament, first century era do? How about Acts 11:17? I quote this a lot. And these were noble, more noble, those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with readiness of mind, I love that, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. So they were testing Apostle Paul. These were Bereans from the area of Berea. They were noble because they were testing Paul, who was handpicked by Jesus Christ in Acts 9. Yeah, they were testing Paul to the scriptures. They didn't just take in what he said and, you know, spit out the bones. No, they were going to test everything he said. And I'm sure if Paul started teaching false ways, they wouldn't even listen to him. We'll talk about what the people of that era used to do with false teachers and what we're supposed to do with them today. So they were testing Paul, handpicked by Jesus. It's a good thing to do. You know, it's amazing to me is modern pastors and teachers on the internet today, when I reach out to test them, they're so prideful and arrogant, they think they're above testing. They think that you're divisive, wicked, and sinful if you test them. Yet Apostle Paul says they were noble. The Bible says they were noble for testing Paul. You see the pride and arrogance of today's churchianity, modern pastors, false teachers? Yeah, we should be able to test, all right? And we have to know this too, by testing to the word and relying on the Spirit, he is our final teacher. So the Bible says God calls men to teach. I can teach you things. The Holy Spirit is your final teacher, and he resounds it in you, confirms it, puts it in your heart and your mind. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. I love that. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Isn't that awesome? So we can know all truth because of the Holy Spirit, and yes, biblical men or brothers speaking into our lives. But we don't take in meat with bones and worry about spitting out a bunch of errors. We shouldn't even be listening to men that would teach that way, all right? So we can know all truth and we can spot false teachers instantly if we're training ourselves in the Word, relying on the Spirit, having biblical fellowship, being discerning. Isn't that glorious that you can know the truth? Yeah, you don't have to be tossed about like a wind like a leaf in the wind. All right, so let's talk about false teachers and how we're to deal with them. If you read the scriptures at all, you know God does not take false teaching lightly, nor should we. False ways, false doctrine, heresy. Psalm 119:104 tells us we are to hate all false ways. Do you hate all false ways? If you hate all false ways, you don't take lightly when some man teaches you a false way to go on and keep listening to him. That means you're not taking it serious as God does. Ponder that, will you? In the Old Testament, what did they do with teachers, prophets, when they were wrong? Deuteronomy 18:20. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I did not command him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. Wow, that's a pretty high standard, isn't it? You don't speak right, or if you go off and do something wrong, you were stoned to death. Yeah. Now, today in the New Testament, we're in the New Blood Covenant, we don't kill and stone false teachers anymore. It's one of the signs that we're in the New Covenant now. What do we do with these false teachers and these men that will come and give you some meat and then make you chew on bones, heresy, lies, false teaching, worldliness? What do we do with them? Well, let's go there. Brother Paul warns us and commands not to be taking in false teachers and bad doctrine. Romans 16:17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Hey, question for you. Is avoiding them continuing to take their teaching? No. When you hear a man teaching falsely, you're to mark him and avoid him. That's what Apostle Paul says. Now, he also tells us in this verse how to handle anyone that comes teaching heresy, schism, division, bad doctrine. Titus 3:10-11. A man that's a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself. Hey, I have another question for you. It says reject him. Does that mean you keep taking his teaching, you know, eating the meat he gives you and spitting out the bones, the lies, and the heresy? No, you're to reject him, not take his teaching any longer. This is how you keep yourself pure and unspotted, pure religion, James 1, and unspotted from the world. Satan has sent false teachers into the world. Amen? He has. 2 Timothy 3:4-7, Paul says this. Traitors, heady, high-minded, people will be, he's talking about, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, yeah, like some false teachers, right? Like most of the churchianity teachers today. But denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of truth. I have a question for you. Again, if we're to turn away from them, that's what it says there, does that mean we keep taking their teaching even though, you know, most of the stuff they say is true? No. Paul says avoid, mark, reject, turn away from. Pretty clear. If we're going to obey the commandments of God, we don't take the meat from men and allow them to include bones, false teaching, and keep doing it over and over. That is a recipe to shipwreck your faith. Paul also said this, Galatians 1:6-9. And I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into grace of Christ to another gospel, which is not another, but there are some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Yeah, that's happening all over today. But though we or an angel from heaven preach another gospel unto you, which you have not preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now again, if any man preach another gospel unto you, then that ye have received, let him be accursed. So I have another question. If someone's accursed because they're preaching false doctrine and a false gospel, does that mean you keep taking their teaching from them and you keep associating with them and listening to them? No, accursed is a pretty strong word. It means they're under the damnation of God. Why would you continue to listen and take teaching from someone like that? No, you shouldn't be doing that. We're supposed to be turning away from them, avoiding marking and warning them. All right? So this all makes sense when we think about what's our goal as a believer, a follower of Christ. Well, the two great commands are to love God, love our neighbor, right? Did you know that you cannot even love unless you're in the truth? 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So this is why this matters. Truth matters because we have to love God and love our neighbor. You can't love God when you're in lies. And if you don't tell your neighbor the truth and you either live in lies or give him lies, you're not loving him. Amen? So this matters. Truth matters. Meat is the truth. Bones are the heresy and false doctrine. You don't put the two together and chew them and take them in. How foolish. All right, so let's keep going here. So another fact that we need to realize is that we need to be mindful and not be rejoicing that we're running around and listening to many false teachers all over the internet, TV, radio, whatever you're doing, churchianity buildings all over, because it really becomes like a form of entertainment. It's like titillation. You feel like you're doing something godly when you're really just deceiving yourself with a bunch of confusion. God's not the author of confusion. All these men teaching false ways. There's no unity. There's no harmony of doctrine. Why would you want to be doing that? It's a recipe for disaster. 1 Corinthians 13:6. We need to be obeying this verse. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Iniquity is sin. Sin is false doctrine and going against God's word, God's law. Why would you rejoice listening to a teacher and you go, yeah, he teaches some false stuff, but I love listening to him. Why? Because he's really nice. He's cool. He's popular. We'll cover that in a little bit here. So how do we avoid false doctrine? All right. Well, we avoid it by not allowing it coming into us because we're not getting it from the Word of God. It's man-made. It's Satan-made. So we don't listen to the teachings of anyone that we haven't tested for the bare minimum of God's standard. Remember, Paul just gave us the standard in Titus 1 of a teacher, right? You don't just take teaching from anybody. You don't just eat anything somebody hands you, do you? I hope not. You better be wise on that. So if you rightly discern, all right, if you rightly discern a man, you'll go a long way to not be deceived. If you don't rightly discern, and you can't discern enough to see that a man's not fully biblical to even be a teacher by the basics of God's word, how are you going to discern the deeper truths? And when he gives you the bones, how are you going to know what the bones are? You see my point? First things first, is he even qualified to be a teacher? And I want to give you some suggestions to help you not to worry about spitting out bones and just get to the meat. Number one, test the man's gospel. Go look it up at don'tperish.com. Faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood, his finished work. Repentance of all sin, man-made religion, and the world. Be born again by the Spirit of God. The fruit you're born again is holiness and obedience, having come out of the world, out of your pride and vanity, out of man-made religion, out of the culture. And you teach you must be enduring in the faith. That's the biblical gospel to eternal life. If a man doesn't have that right, reject him. He's going to deceive you. And if he has a website and you can't even find it on his website, reject him. He doesn't have the proper things in order in his ministry. Number two, test the fruit of his family, his life. Are they holy? Have they come out of the world, like we said? Are they out of man-made churchianity, denominations, Christmas, Easter, paganism? If not, you need to reject him. He's keeping false ways. He's a false teacher. Number three, do they sell the truth of God? Do they want your money? And are they popular? That's a big one. We just talked about that. You listen to these people because they're popular. Oh, they got a lot of clicks on YouTube and Facebook. Yeah, watch out for that. We'll talk about that in a minute. If they're popular or if they want money and they sell the things of God, books, programs, conferences, run from them. They're hireling false teachers, tickling the itchy ears of the fleshly world around them. Number four, can you communicate with them personally, one-on-one, to test them, hold them accountable, ask them questions, and are they willing to give you time to care for your soul in one-on-one biblical relationship, fellowship, discipleship? Unless they do that, don't take their teaching. It's unbiblical to do so. God ordained that men sharpen iron with each other. They're accountable, they're teachable, they're testable. We teach the women, we teach the children. We don't listen to people on the internet that we don't even know, especially when most of them are teaching you a bunch of bones you got to spit out. All right? Very important. Number five, we follow God's plan to learn truth. We use the Word, we use the Spirit, and if you know godly men that meet criteria of the Bible, then you can get teaching from them face-to-face via biblical fellowship one-on-one, or it can be done long distance, Facebook Messenger, phone, texting, emailing. But we don't just take teaching from people that are dead, unless they're Holy Spirit inspired. Those men are all dead, right? God approved to them. We don't take teaching from all these famous dead men. We take teaching from the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and we take teaching from other men that we know and we can see their life. How foolish would you be to be taking teachings from a bunch of these men and they didn't even make it to heaven because they wound up to be homosexuals. They wound up to be filled with lust and hate. They wound up to be worldly and carnal. Yeah, a lot of these men that you think will be in heaven, they're not going to be in heaven. And you're taking teaching from them. You need to ponder that. Yeah, you need to ponder that. Jesus said few, and most of the people that are popular are not going to be in heaven because they live in sin and false doctrine. So if you see one false way or any sin in these teachers that they won't repent of, you need to reject them per the Word. We already went over those scriptures. Not make excuses. Not say I really like them. Not say, well, they teach mostly good stuff. Yeah, rat poison's only 5% poison. The rest is protein that carries the poison and kills you. I like to use that one a lot too. I encourage you, get in the Word, quit compromising with teachers on the internet that are false and feeding you bones that don't meet the criteria of a biblical teacher, local churchianity bodies that you bounce all over because you like the music, the coffee. One young guy just told me he's looking for a wife, that's why he's going there. Wow, how dangerous. No, study the Word, trust in the Spirit, wait for godly saints and godly teachers around you that can teach you, have fellowship with you, overlook your soul one-on-one. You can know they're godly people, you can see their testimony. You're better off to go alone in the Word of God and the Spirit than to mingle yourself in false, compromised men that you're fearful are going to be sending you bones in the meat you're supposed to be feasting on. They're poison in the end. Don't go along with it. There is no instruction in Holy Scripture to be listening to many men all over the place, all over the internet, churchianity, that you have no biblical relationship with, that you don't know who they are, they don't meet the biblical standards. This is a recipe to shipwreck your faith. It's very, very dangerous. I don't want you going that course. Also, there's no instruction in the Holy Scripture to be taking teaching from men who have any false doctrine, who keep and practice any sin, worldliness, false ways. The clear command is to mark, warn, reject, and avoid. I gave you those verses. To not do that, not only are they in sin with their false teaching, you're in sin for listening, for giving them ground, for compromising, for overlooking sin. You're sinning against a holy God who stoned men, had men stoned for one false way. You need to think about that. Now, do some simple testing ahead of time. I just gave you some pointers on how to do that. And you will eliminate 99.999% of the false teachers out there. Yeah, I do it all the time. Galatians 5:9, Brother Paul says, a little leaven sin affects much. Like a little cancer in your body will grow to eventually cripple you or kill you. Stay in the Word, saints. This is what I'm trying to say. Trust in the Spirit to teach you. Only look to godly men that are qualified to teach, that you know and can see their testimony. Then you don't have to worry about chewing this meat and choking on bones, chewing on bones. You can dig into the pure meat of the Word for all truth. And others with you that are united and are biblical can help you in that. It's a lazy man's way. This is all over the place today. To be all over the internet, radio, TV, or to be in churchianity buildings all over the place. You don't even know these people. You haven't even tested them. They're teaching you a bunch of false ways you can't even discern because you're not studying the scriptures yourself. I had a young man just the other day, this is so sad, admit to me. I said, why are you still going to the churchianity places that you told me you know they're teaching you false doctrine? You know what he said to me? He said, because in my flesh, it's easier for them to tell me what I need to believe and do than for me to study it in the Word and take the time to do it. Wow. That was such an amazing admission. He ended up really having the fruit of a man that's not regenerated, as we saw other things. So sad. I hope he repents. We're here for him if he does. He knows who he is. This is really just a sluggard's way. It really is. And it leads to destruction, false ways, shipwrecked faith, not honoring God, not growing you up in the truth and the Spirit of the Word. What's it going to get you? False teaching is really lies, right? Where does that get you? Revelation 22, 14, 15. Blessed are they that do his commandments. You got to know the truth to do God's commandments, right? There's over a thousand of them in the New Testament. That they may have the right to the tree of life, and they may enter through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Yeah, you keep lies and false doctrine, you're going to be outside of the kingdom of God. That's not fruit that you're walking in covenant, in the Word, in the Spirit. The Spirit doesn't teach you lies. The Spirit will convict you and guide you into all truth. John 16, I just read it to you. You know, people might say, well, wow, you're really harsh, Brother James. You know, you're going to call out a false teacher for one false doctrine? Really? Jesus, in Mark 7, 6 through 9, he called out the false teachers and told them their adding traditions makes their worship void. What were they doing? The washing of pots and cups. Go read it. What would he say? Look at the massive worldliness, paganism, carnality, false doctrine, false gospels, feminization of today's internet teachers and churchianity. What would Jesus and Paul and John the Baptist and Peter say to them today? That's what I'm concerned about. I'm not concerned about what men on the internet say about me. I'm concerned about what God says and what the men he picked and the words that they pen to us. What do they say to us? That's who we're going to be tested by. So just a warning, to chew meat with bones is mixing truth with error. It's dangerous. You could injure yourself. Ever choke on a chicken bone? Yeah, you could end up choking to death spiritually because you get swept away in more lies and heresy and error. Don't go that route. I've seen so many go that to their demise. One sin put a man, Adam and Eve, a couple out of the garden. One sin killed a couple in Acts 5 when they lied. How many sins or false teachings are you going to let rest in your life or in the people that you put faith in to teach you the truth of God? I hope the answer is none, because that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit when you desire truth. Ephesians 5:9. The fruit of the Spirit is truth. The Bible also says, what does light have to do with darkness? 2 Corinthians 6. We got to walk in the light, walk in the truth. We don't mix truth and error. We don't mix meat and bones. How ridiculous. What a dangerous way to feast on the Word of God. Many, I mentioned this before, many get caught up in the popular teachers. They're charismatic. They have a great character. They're really good speakers. And they have large followings, and it seems really godly or seems like something you're doing good for God to join in with the 187,000 people on YouTube that watch them. Watch out. That's a grave way to pick teachers. Luke 16:15 says, God hates what men esteem highly. Actually says it's an abomination to him. So Jesus said, when men speak well of you, watch out. Yeah. So don't be picking teachers based upon their popularity or their number of YouTube clicks or how many people come to their churchianity building. Test and pick for the truth. If your desire is not to be getting into the Word all your free time that you can, and you spend time listening to sermons and teachings online, radio, TV, and you go to churchianity places with men you haven't tested to see if they're biblically qualified, and you haven't tested the gospel and all the other things I told you and showed you how you can test, one of two things. You're either rebellious against the truth of God that's trying to protect you from these bones that could choke you, or you're not born of God at all. You're rebellious, or you're not born of God at all. So test yourself. That's what I'm going to leave you with here. Go test yourself, 2 Corinthians 13:5. I hope your desire is to obey God's word, to obey the gospel I just preached to you. It leads to life. Don't partake in this chewing of meat full of bones you could spiritually choke to death with. False teaching, receiving it, and making excuses for it and continuing to listen to it. If a man can't discern for truth, if he's a teacher, and he keeps Christmas, Easter, he keeps a false way here, a false way there, if he can't discern that for truth, he either is not being led by the Holy Spirit reading the word, or he is a false convert as well. Ponder that, won't you? There's no place in a biblical Berean's life following Christ to have this chewing meat, knowing there's bones you could choke on in it. No, no. That's a way of man that God hates. Repent of that. Get in the Word. Trust God to unite you with other true saints. We're here to help you. Test my doctrine. I love being tested. And if you need help in the Word of God, test to see if I'm qualified to be a Bible teacher. And if I meet the criteria that I just gave you, and I'm happy to help you. My wife is happy to help you ladies in the things of Titus 2. That's why we do what we do, to help you out of the false ways of man, help you into the biblical gospel, to disciple you, and warn you about false teaching like, I'll chew the meat and spit out the bones. No, I don't see hardly anybody. I know a handful have come out. That's it. Of the thousands of people I've met in churchianity that truly know how to chew the meat and spit out the bones, most of them are gulping down the bones, and they're weak in sin and ineffectual in their life, and it's going to be to their demise. I don't want that to be you. Repent, obey the gospel. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. This has been Brother James. Down the gospel road we will be going. Pouring out at don'tperish.com, at the teaching blog every day. Hope you're seeking truth with all that you are. Christ made the way for us. What a glorious Savior. Shed his blood for us. He rose again. He's gracious and merciful and loving if you'll repent and turn from your sin in these false ways. Don't keep embracing false teachers, swallowing the meat with bones that you got to pick and spit out. Use God's word and associate with godly people that'll help you in your faith life. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.